Well, welcome everybody to another amazing show. I have a question for you. Have you ever thought about the journey you're on right now in your life? And have you ever wondered, is this the right destiny for you? Is this really where you want to be? Is this really what you want to do? Are there other dreams, other bigger goals that maybe you have in your life that just haven't happened for you yet? They've just been either put on hold, or you thought maybe you couldn't do it, or somebody else told you, yeah, there's no way you can do this. Have you ever had any of those goals? I'll bet you have. Well, today is the day to break through your limitations and create a new destiny for you. Absolute new destiny. Wouldn't that be amazing? What if you could take off some of the limitations, some of the beliefs, some of the old ways of showing up and step into a new you? A new energized you, a new you that has passion and purpose, and you're feeling like you're unstoppable. How would that be? Well, if you have the courage to listen to the entirety of this show today, I can pretty much guarantee if you open your mind to hear some new ideas and new ways of thinking, and you take some immediate action after this show, things are going to get better and better for you. I have an amazing guest today. She's had two New York Times best-selling books that I know of. She might have had more, but she's written over 20 books. And she's one of the top transformational teachers in the world, teaching individuals how to get what they want when they want it. So stay tuned after the break, and I'm going to introduce my guest.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers. This free book reveals little-known secrets about annuity strategies that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. Call right now for your free book. And as a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, both absolutely free, for calling Annuity General today.
Call 800-510-0470.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Well, welcome back, everybody. As I promised, I have an amazing guest for you today. Peggy McCall is with me. Hi, Peggy.
Hey, Ken.
It's been a while since we've done this, but it's the right timing, I think.
I agree with you. It's perfect timing.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know Peggy, Peggy is a world-renowned wealth, business, and manifestation expert, as well as the New York Times bestselling author of Your Destiny Switch, Master Your Key Emotions and Attract the Life of Your Dreams. She's also the author of 20 books, both fiction and nonfiction. And for the past 25 years, she's been using the Power Life Script process, along with her unique understanding of the universal laws, to show people around the globe how to manifest the results they want and desire. Peggy, so good to have you.
Great to be here, Ken. You know, I just love serving. I love your show. I love what you're doing. I love your heart. And it was such a pleasure to receive the invitation to be here.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. You know, we've done quite a few things over the years, and it's good to be back in touch with each other. Life changes. You've grown and evolved. I've grown and evolved. And my listeners have grown and evolved as a result of having amazing individuals like yourself on the show. What inspired you to get into the transformational business?
Well, it was actually an interesting experience. It wasn't something that I intended or planned to do. I was working for a corporation in Toronto where I was born and raised, and they had hired a keynote speaker to do a kickoff event. And as an employee, we're all told it was a mandate. You must go. I didn't want to go. It was an evening. That was supposed to be my free time. And so I decided, okay, I'll show up and maybe I could sneak out, you know, at the first opportunity. And I found myself seated in the front row. There was only one seat left when I arrived, and it was right in the front row center. I'm certain that was absolutely divinely guided. And the speaker was Bob Proctor. And that was 43 and a half years ago now. And so he came on stage and he started to speak. And the understanding that he had was completely different to what I had come to know and understand. And he said something that evening that really caused me to pay attention. He quoted Vernon Howard and he said, "You cannot escape from a prison unless you know you're in one." And I was in one. I was in an emotional prison of my own making. And from being and deciding to be a serious student, I transformed my own life. And then I decided to help others do the same.
Well, you know, I've been in that same prison. And I think the only way I got out of that prison is I really started to think about the results I was getting in all areas of my life, in my personal life, in my business life. And they weren't the results I wanted. In fact, I was sick and tired of having those results. So once you learn here, you found Bob, and we love Bob. Of course, Bob's made his transition to the next level of brilliance and somewhere in the astral right now. You know, what were some of the most courageous epiphanies that you've had along this path as you have, you know, helped so many others find their epiphanies? What are your epiphanies?
Well, you know, there's been a number of them, but there's certain times where everything shifted. And I remember when I was going through a divorce, and this is from my first husband. I'm happily married now. We're about to celebrate our 15th year wedding anniversary. But at that time, we're going back a number of years now, I was going through a divorce and I decided I was going to buy a home. And the home that we had as a matrimonial home, we couldn't sell. We couldn't give it away. It was just a very interesting real estate market at that time. But I was absolutely focused on purchasing a home for me and my son. And so one of the epiphanies that I learned many, many years ago in the early stages of learning personal development was this: decide on what you want, but understand you don't have to know how to get it. You have to get in alignment with it. You have to feel as if it's in your life now. So I went and made a decision and purchased a home, and I had no money at that time. And I actually took a cash advance on my Visa to put the offer in with the real estate agent, which some people might call crazy, but sometimes success is defying logic. And so that was the epiphany. You don't have to know how. I ended up buying that home. I felt the fear, but, you know, went for courage anyway. And I ended up closing the deal on that home about 6 months later and paid for it and lived in it for many years and almost sold it for double what I had bought it for. But that was a courageous act. It was stepping forward, even though I had no idea how I was going to do this or pay for it. But it was a great epiphany and a wonderful learning experience.
Well, you know, I wrote a book back in 2003, my first book. It was called Ask and You Will Succeed, 1001 Ordinary Questions to Create Extraordinary Results. Out of those 1,000 questions, there's not one how question in the entire book.
Fascinating.
Why is that? For, you know, I know my answer to that, why I don't ask how questions in the beginning. Because, you know, what do you think about that? I mean, you went, I'm not going to go with how. Right. I'm just going to take steps and actions and go do it.
Well, quite often if people ask how, and they've set a goal that they have no earthly idea how they're ever going to accomplish, they won't know the how. And if you ask the question how, not knowing the answer, sometimes people allow that to not make a decision, not move forward. And the process of manifestation simply involves making a decision, like a firm decision, where you have no choice but to follow through, and then feel and know that it's already done, even though there's no evidence of it in sight. And the how actually shows up.
Yeah. Did you know how to write your first book?
No, I did not. I did not know how to write my 19th book, which is a fiction book. I didn't know how to write that either, but I decided to do it.
Okay. Yeah. So you didn't know how to write the fiction. Did you know how to create your first workshop or second workshop?
No, I did not.
Yeah. I didn't either. We didn't know the how. And I, you know what, it's interesting with the how, because I think the how, the larger your dream, the less the know how quote.
Right. Yes. Yeah. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Okay. Epiphanies. I want to ask you, you've taught so many people along this line here. And you're talking about the feeling part of that. So it's like that love part, that passion in our hearts. I want to ask you how important that is and what we can do to maybe fuel that up if we're like in a stuck place. But I do have to take a break. So I'm going to come back. As soon as we come back from the break, you can answer those questions.
Perfect.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now.
CBD, you've heard about it. It's helping people relieve chronic pain, improve sleep, and reduce stress. But how do you find science-based products that feel right for you? Feel Good Hemp was started after the founders used CBD oil to help their dad heal from a 3-month-to-live diagnosis. They deliver all-natural, lab-tested, high-quality products at affordable prices. So visit feelgoodhemp.org/courage and be sure to use coupon code COURAGE25 to get 25% off your first order. Well, you know, my theme is see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. But I don't know if we can do any of that if we don't know how to tap into those feelings, those passions. How do you teach that, Peggy? How important is it, and how do you teach it?
Well, it's absolutely essential. You've got to feel it. You got to get into the frequency, get on the frequency of what it is that you desire. So the how is accomplished through the use of your imagination. You simply imagine, and everybody can do that. Everyone has the ability to use that mental faculty. It's not something that's just reserved for a select few. There's a wonderful quote in Neville Goddard's book, The Power of Awareness, where he talks about the reason why people fail. And he said, the reason why people don't accomplish the goals that they've set for themselves is because they don't feel as if it's natural. It's like if I said to you, Ken, are you a man? And you'd say, well, yes. I say, you're sure? Well, you don't need to check. Like, you know, you're a man. Like, it's just natural. It's who you are. There's no doubt about it. And as much as that may seem like a very silly example, when you create the knowing within you that what you desire is already here, you're using your imagination. And through practice, like daily practice of really impressing that idea of the goal already being in your life, of the outcome already being there, and what it would feel like knowing that it's there. And by doing that consistently, you draw it to you. You literally draw it to you because you're emitting energy from your being. And the stronger the intense emotions, like feeling grateful, feeling joyful, the better it's going to go. But that takes practice and it takes time. You know, when someone first starts doing this or imagining or using their imagination, they may, you know, find it a little awkward. We were really good at it when we were kids, but through, you know, discipline and giving yourself a command and following it and doing it every single day, you'll become really good at it.
You know, that's such an important principle. I'm sitting here thinking back, you know, when is the first time I really learned that principle? Is when I bought my third house. It was the third house that actually the buttons went on. And what happened for me is I had no money at the time. I was living in a condo. I was having a baby. My second child was coming and I needed a bigger place. And I was thinking, how am I going to get this? And I remember putting on, this dates me a little bit. I put on ABBA, Super Trooper, and I would dance to that and feel that. I remember thinking, I've got to get $30,000. I'm going to manifest this $30,000. I'm going to get this in. I'm going to have this money. We're going to buy this home. And on, I did that for like 45 days, I think it was. And the money came. Mm-hmm. It was there. I bought the house, right? That's what we're talking about. But we're talking about that real passion, that feeling it. That knowing of it.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I have a little wooden device on my desk that I actually had made. And on it, it says, what would I love? What would I love? And this is a powerful question to ask yourself when you're thinking about what you would love to have, do, be, experience in your life. But it's also a great way of switching out of anything negative over to something positive. So when I had bought that house that I shared with you earlier, Ken, and I didn't have the money to pay for it, and you know, I took a cash advance on my Visa to put the deposit in, you know, I found myself experiencing fear. And the way that I would, you know, break through the fear and turn it into courage was by asking myself that question. What would I love? And I was obviously feeling fear because I was thinking about what I didn't want to happen. And so I just say, okay, Peggy, what would you love? I'd love to own this house. All right. What does that feel like? Oh, it feels amazing. Okay. Go straight to feeling. And I would just put myself back into that energetic feeling state of gratitude, knowing it's already done. Oh, I'm so grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And that was my, I call it a switching technique. And I would switch, switch. Sometimes I would switch 50 times an hour.
I love that. You know, the mind is the cause of our bondage and the mind is the cause of our liberation. Mm. And what we're talking about, I love what you said. What would I love? Yeah, be, do, and have. That was an important piece that I don't know if my audience got that, but I hope you get it now. What would I love to be? What would I love to do? What would I love to have, right? That is an important piece. But, you know, I found that people have used the principles. They set their goals. They let out the how. They're not doing the how. They're thinking about what they love. They're getting tuned with their passion. But there seems to always be another piece. What happens with people have limiting beliefs inside of them, and they have these start patterns where they start to manifest it, and then it stops, right? What do we do with that?
Yeah, you know, people need to understand that's just part of, you know, our human experience. We all have limiting beliefs, every single one of us. It doesn't matter who you are and where you are. But the moment you make a decision to change, what happens is these limiting beliefs are trying to hold you back. They're trying to pull you back. They're deeply rooted in your subconscious mind. You have to override them. And the truth is, it's the dominant thought and the dominant feelings that will produce the results. So even though you may experience some fear, or you may experience some doubt, or you might experience some worry, what's the dominant thought or the dominant feelings that you're engaged in every single day? It's not that you won't feel those things. You just have to have the awareness to notice when they're there and then switch away from them as soon as humanly possible so that you're energetically aligned with the feelings of the outcome that you desire.
I love that. Okay. That's in what we're talking about in what I got to go to break again, but I want to switch back to that one statement you made. You've got to match the frequency or the vibration of what it is you want. So I want to go back into that, and then we'll go from there. So I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Hi, folks. Medicare Part C plans with extra benefits like getting money added back to your Social Security check may now be available to you in your zip code. make sure you're not missing out. It's simple. One, call the number on your screen. Two, they'll look up your zip code and see if you're eligible. Three, they'll check for plans with extra benefits like prescriptions, dental coverage, and the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every single month. Call now.
I called to get everything I deserve.
I called to check my zip code for a plan with a benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to check my zip code.
Millions of people have called the Medicare Coverage Helpline. Call. Check your zip code, see if you're eligible, and get what you deserve. Call now.
Call 1-800-374-2308. That's 1-800-374-2308 now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I've named this show The Courage to Change Your Destiny, and I'm speaking with New York Times bestselling author Peggy McCall, who has changed the destinies of tens of thousands of individuals with her work. So, Peggy, let's talk about energy. Let's talk about frequency, matching those vibrations. You know, let's say you want to buy the house. What would you mean you have to match the frequency of, like, the house? What does that mean?
Right. That's so good. You see, we're vibrating right now. We're manifesting right now, whether we know it or not. It's just what frequency are you on? In other words, what are you giving your attention to? And let's use an example of money, because that's a good one. And that's something that a lot of people would love to experience more of. And so what happens is people that desire to have more money in their life, they continue to look at their present results. They look at their bank account, or they look at their tax statement or their visa or whatever, their loans, and they feel all consumed in that. The desire is there for more, but they continue to feel and reside in that space of looking at their present results and staying emotionally involved in them. So if the desire is for having, you mentioned earlier the $30,000 that you desire to have, well, you had to see and know and believe that it was already in your life. Well, that's a different level of frequency. That's somewhere else. Like, we set goals, we're usually raising our level of frequency. So you must get on that frequency, which means you've got to pretend. You've got to act as if. You've got to feel that energy of knowing the money's already there, even though there's no evidence of it in sight. And that's really what your slogan is for your show as well. Knowing the unknowing and seeing the unseen, et cetera, is really what it is. And so that's what I mean by that, getting on the frequency of what you want. So the money's not in your life right now, but the desire is there. And you've determined what that it looks like, but you determine what it feels like as well. And then you feel it. Like, one of the things I have on my desk here, Ken, is I won't show you the other side of it, but this is a bank statement and it has the bank logo on it. I went on my account online and I copied it, pasted it, and I put in the numbers that represent the desire that I have. And I have a laminated copy here on my desk. I have a laminated copy beside my nightstand, beside the bed. And I see it every day. I see it all day long because I'm in my office most days all day long. I see it, before I go to bed at night. I see it in the morning when I wake up. And I have a big smile on my face because I feel the joy and I feel the gratitude of knowing that it's already done. So it's just a matter of time before it shows up.
Isn't that amazing? You know, through having the experience that you have and I have, that what we're talking about here is real. So I know when I first started on this path, I had a lot of doubt and uncertainty. Is this really real? Is what they're talking about? Can this actually happen for me in my life? Can I actually take my bank statement and put out the amount that I'd really like to have in my bank account and really start to feel that and be with that every day? Does this really work? What do you think? From my point of view, doubt and uncertainty were the biggest challenges that I've had in my life to manifest things. What do you say to all that?
Yeah, that's just limiting belief, right? We're programmed. We're already programmed. We're programmed in a certain way. And depending on what your programming it is, you may have different challenges. You know, one of the things that I found in my life, and this is an awareness that I had when I went through my divorce from my first husband, Charles, is that I had a deep-rooted belief that I was unworthy of love. And sometimes we don't realize what those, deep-rooted beliefs are until we decide to to become aware, to notice, you know, notice what's going on, not to judge, and certainly not to criticize, but only for awareness. And also not to analyze or analyze, as I like to say. We really want to just understand a little bit more about who we are and why we are the way we are. And it's not uncommon that we may feel those emotions. Most people feel those emotions. But you have to decide, is this serving me or not serving me? Now, in some ways, it may serve you. You can welcome it and say, thank you for the awareness, but I'm going to let you go because you're no longer serving me here. As a matter of fact, you're a block for what I really desire. So I'm going to replace it, because the opposite of worry is a certainty. It's a sense of certainty. Or the opposite of fear is courage, right? Having that courage, having that faith of knowing that it's already done. See, we're emotional beings and we are habitual emotional beings. And we're programmed in a certain way, but that's good news because we can replace it. I mean, look at you and I. I mean, we've known each other now for well over 20 years, and yet here we are, you know, still studying, still in the business, still applying what we're learning, because we know that, you know, the other way, you know, the way that it was before in our life, we don't want to go back there. It's not so much fun. It certainly is an abundant life. And so we've made a decision to get better and better and better. And the more we get better, the better our results are as well.
Absolutely. So I'm wondering if you could be a little vulnerable with the people here on the my audience. So how did you let go of that feeling of not being worthy for love and really step into that place of deserving love? And you know, how did you do it?
It was such a good awareness. You know, it really was. First thing is I felt gratitude for discovering it, right? Or uncovering it. And then I realized, as simple as it is, that the belief that is required to be there in order to have love in my life is to know I'm worthy of love and to feel love and to give love. So I simply chose to be a more loving being. And also, in order for us to have more in our life, when we are the source of that for another, it's like with success. You help another person succeed, you're going to naturally succeed. And same thing with love. You want to experience more love in your life, be more loving. And I realized that it wasn't just a sense of worthiness about love. I wasn't loving toward myself. And, you know, I just decided I'm going to become my best friend. And I'm going to talk to myself in a loving way, the way I would talk to my best friend. You know, have that self-talk, be very loving self-talk. So I just began a new dialogue and began to speak to myself differently and do mirror work and do affirmations and script my life the way I wanted it to be and listen to that every single day. And that's how I turned it around. And then I attracted my wonderful husband into my life, who is an amazing man. And we've been together now 18 years and I'm blissfully happy. I believe he is as well, but I can't speak for him. But that was really it. You know, it was, you know, I think about the divorce as one of my most painful learning experiences. And I'm grateful for it. You know, I'm very, very grateful for it. But it was a painful learning experience at the time.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I want to talk a little bit about why you went from writing nonfiction books to fiction books. I want to talk about your latest book. For the rest of you, I want to thank you for being on this show and thank you for telling your friends and your family about this show. That's how we're growing worldwide. That's how we're all over the place right now. So thank you so much. Remember to talk to Alexa, Cortana, or Siri and just tell them to play Voices of Courage and it'll come right up for you. From my heart to yours, until next time, continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible.